Radiophrenia, the light at the end of the dial.
Hello, and welcome to Radiophrenia Redux, a programme presenting selections from the Radiophrenia archives. These works were originally aired during our second season of broadcasts between August and September 2016. Coming up shortly, we'll hear Ilié Combré by Scottish sound artist Zoe Irvin, but first, we have Humble Music Los Angeles by Graham Lamkin, a tape work focused on a performance given in the basement gallery of the 356 Mission Space, Los Angeles. The genesis of this piece comes from a 90-minute tape made with James Rushford, Judith Harmon, and Manuel Lima in preparation for a concert the following night to announce the opening of Lamkin's Marble on the Rot exhibition. They took in the acoustic potential of the building, choosing the basement gallery to make some test recordings using a Walkman with an external mic. There was no audience present. The piece collages the most interesting passages from that session, adding overdubs taken from alternately placed and off-cleaner recording sources, also in use at that time, piercing the gauze of tape hiss and adding a greater dynamic sense to the composition.
Eu faço versos como quem chora, de desalento, de desencanto. Fecho meu livro.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And that was Humble Music, Los Angeles by Graham Lamkin, a Radiophrenia commission funded by Creative Scotland. It featured Graham Lamkin, voice, tapes, cello, objects, James Rushford, voice, objects, Judith Harmon, voice, cello, Manuel Lima, voice, flutes, and the pre-recorded sounds of Jose Perez. For more details on Radiophrenia's activities, please visit our website at www.radiophrenia.scot. You're listening to Radiophrenia Redux. Next, we have Ilie Combray by Scottish sound artist Zoe Irvin, a multi-layered soundscape composition exploring a sense of memory and place. This collaboration with Helen Douglas was inspired by a visit to Ilie Combray, the small town immortalised by Marcel Proust in his epic novel In Search of Lost Time. Irvin and Douglas weave together their own distinct mythologies and reveries, the subjective responses elliptically united by their shared sense of place.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Voilà, donc on va visiter la petite maison de l'oncle et de la tante de Proust. Hein. Vous savez que c'est uniquement enfant que Marcel Proust est venu ici, entre l'âge de 6 ans et l'âge de 9 ans. Et uniquement de temps en temps, pendant les vacances scolaires, à Pâques et pendant l'été. Il est peut-être venu 6 fois ici, comme il est peut-être venu 3 fois. Assez peu en réalité. Dernier séjour de Marcel Proust ici date de l'année 1886, quand sa tante, celle qui deviendra la tante Léonie, est décédée à 58 ans.
Thank you.
Tu vas pas me dire qu'il y a qu'en Bretagne qu'on vit. Mais oh, moi je suis pas en Bretagne et puis je vis quand même.
Ouais, ben dans l'eau.
Et ben, vers le plafond.
Non,
non.
Le mur.
Ah oui, oui.
Oui,
oui.
Oh non, le plafond en a mis dedans.
Ah d'accord. Eh ben dis, tant mieux. Une autre fois, quand tu viens, s'organise bien.
Ah,
mais
les
premiers
qui avaient planté, regarde. Tu vois.
Quand
c'est pas le week-end.
À le week-end, oui.
Ah,
on avait les enfants.
Tous venus, mais tu vois, il y en a encore qui viennent.
Le week-end, on avait les gosses.
Mais là...
Le samedi, on avait les gosses. Le dimanche, j'ai ramené chacun à la porte. Ça s'en est,
tout ça s'en est. Ça, tout ça.
Je te le dis, il vaut mieux être en Bretagne. En Bretagne, où elle est. Bon, bah, Ali. Bonjour à ton épouse, et puis le prochain coup, c'est fait.
À Noël.
À Noël. Il pleut tout le temps. Il pleut tout le temps. Ah, les Bretons, mon vieux. Ils sont accaparés, là. Ah, dis donc.
I got to the train, there wasn't a first class, any accommodation. I thought, this is strange, where is it? When I got to Ely, there was a very nice young lady in uniform with her wand waving the train out. And I said, I couldn't find first class. Oh, there isn't any room. I thought, no, that's true. But we mustn't dwell on these isolated places, must we? Because they are isolated.
You've been listening to Zoe Irvin's Ilie Combray as part of Radiophrenia Redux. Radiophrenia is supported by Creative Scotland. For more details on our activities, visit our website at www.radiofrenia.scot.